Shalom, shalom, kids of all ages. This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach HaOr Audiovisual Learning Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining me at Torah Stories. Our story today is in the loving memory of Mrs. Ethel Chana Sakash-Belk and Mrs. Chana Horvat Sakash. May they rest in peace. And our story is entitled Vinegar and Oil. And this story is about a young lady who lived a very long time ago. We're in year 5767. And she lived over 2,500 years ago. I don't know what her name was. The Talmud doesn't tell us her name in this particular story, but we know she was the daughter of Rabbi Haninyan ben Dosa. And we know he was a very righteous man, and we know his wife was a very righteous lady. Our story takes place on the twilight of Erev Shabbat. Rabbi Haninya, he saw that his daughter was sad. She may have been crying. She felt really bad because she made a mistake. Now, Dr. Akiva Gamlil knows what it's like to make a mistake. I remember one time when I was entering a secured area, and I had to have a very special code. And I typed in the code incorrectly, and I didn't know that I had done that. And after I entered the premises, I was there for about, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and this alarm went off, and it was really loud and very scary. And I was frightened. And so I went back to the place where the alarm was at and re-entered the code, and it didn't work. And I thought, my, I've done something wrong, and I've entered the wrong code, and it's not going to be long until the police department is here. So I went upstairs, and I called the security company, and I gave them the password, and they said to enter the code, and I tried, and it didn't work. Well, fortunately, a very nice lady showed up, and she showed me where I made my mistake. But I felt really bad, and I felt embarrassed and kind of ashamed because it wasn't complicated, and I should have been able to do that. Well, I wonder how Rabbi Haninya's daughter felt. She tells us why she was feeling bad. She told her father, "I mistook the vinegar for olive oil." And what do you suppose she did? She poured the vinegar into the menorah and not the olive oil. Olive oil is what we use in an oil-burning menorah, and not vinegar. And now you know how we got the name of our story, Vinegar and Oil. Well, she said the baraka and lit the vinegar. And what do you know? It actually burned. But she was still sad. And her father asked her why she was sad. And she told him. And he says, "My daughter, don't feel bad. The Creator, who commanded oil to burn, has also commanded the vinegar to burn." And so that made her feel much better. And guess what? Normally, the olive oil would burn for, a few hours. And then after the Shabbat meal, some of the different branches of the menorah would start to go out. But this particular night, the vinegar burned all night long. And then, wouldn't you know, It burned all day long on Shabbat through Shacharit, morning prayers, and then through the Shabbat meal, and then up till Mincha time, and then after Mincha for the third meal, and then all the way to Marav and through Marav, and finally it was time for Shabbos to depart. And Rabbi Hananya went over and lit a candle off of the menorah for Havdalah, when we say the prayers that separate between the day and between the night and between Shabbat and between the other 6 days of the week. And when he lit that, the light of the menorah went out. So, what is the point to our story? Well, sometimes we make mistakes. And sometimes when we make mistakes, we really feel bad. And even though we make mistakes, sometimes when we make a mistake, it can still turn out for the good. And we must remember that very important lesson from a few weeks ago. Remember what we said? Come on, kids of all ages. We said, Kol de Avid Rachamanan Latov Avid. And what does that mean? Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. And so sometimes when we make mistakes, we think that it's us making the mistake, or it's us doing something, and actually the merciful one is maybe having an influence on us. So again, please remember, Kol de Avid Rachamanan Latav Avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. Now, sometimes, kids of all ages, when we make a mistake, maybe we should feel bad because it is a mistake. But then sometimes the creator of the universe can do like he did for Rabbi Hananyan Bendosa's daughter and turn a mistake into something very happy and make it very pleasant. So we shouldn't always get down and out. We shouldn't always feel so sad. We should just recognize whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. Now, I want to thank you for joining with me, and I pray that you have a very good week and a good Shabbat. And may Hashem bless all the kids of all ages that observe the mitzvot of HaTorah, those for B'nai Noachides and those for B'nai Yisrael. Thank you for joining with me. Shalom. Shalom.